Blog Talk Radio.
Do you believe that America has become too politically correct? Von Wehhunt speaks truth to power. Do you see the coming of our political and economic demise? Von Wehhunt speaks bluntly about the need to correct America's course quickly. And now, broadcasting from the Eagle's Nest, a man who makes no excuses for putting America first. Here's your host, Von Wehhunt the Barbarian.
America, we're so glad you're here tonight. We have a very big show for you, a very tumultuous show. This is episode 65, the show theme, Democrat Biden's evil plot against America, the star date of August 26th, 2021 AD. As I've told you before, tempt not the righteous man to draw his sword. This show, so you know, the Von Wehhunt Show, has been permanently banned on Twitter, and our radio signal is now being blocked by the government of New Zealand under the Ardern regime, where they're trying to mask everyone when there's medical tyranny running amok in New Zealand. That country has dropped off our list. New Zealand has gone dark tonight. New Zealand has fallen. There's no radio signals coming in from our show to that island nation surrounded by hostile waters and a hostile, very dangerous China in Asia. The wolf is at their door. They have turned back the clock. And they have shut the door in our face. Now, we know there are bootleg copies of our show that will get to the island nation of New Zealand. If you know people who live there, assist them in any way that you can, because we have rabid fans all over the world and in this great country of America. We hope it stays great and can become great yet again. Welcome to church, ladies and gentlemen. This is our show on the altar of truth, knowledge, and wisdom. This is your show. This is your warrior's pledge. This is our blood oath. Welcome to church, ladies and gentlemen. When the lions are angered by the jackals, they get very hungry and ravenous. Just a word to the wise. The old will become new yet again. 'Tis history's eternal lesson. Forevermore, we humbly pray at its gates for total victory. Tonight, we will talk about the explosions in Kabul, Afghanistan at the airport. Latest news that I heard was that 12 Marines were dead. Many of our servicemen are wounded on top of that. 60 Afghans plus are dead, and more are wounded on top of that. And the carnage continues, and those totals are just going up and through the roof. The American man on the street right now is very angry at what is going on. And you cross him at your own peril. To all tyrannical governments listening tonight, you need to know that. As I said before, we are permanently banned from Twitter, and we are blocked. Our radio signal was blocked effectively from the island nation of New Zealand. But this, too, shall change with time. Just know this, America. The Second Amendment is not really about deer hunting or target practice on your property, though it also protects that, of course. It is really about protecting the people from a tyrannical form of government. Our founding fathers had just fought a bloody war in 1776 and knew in about 200 plus years that things in the future could start to unravel in this country. God forbid, right? As they always had throughout history and with lesser governments, lesser men, and lesser regimes. And they gave us that last critical divine protection, explicitly written in the U.S. Constitution as simply as possible, knowing full well that people will contest it and dissect every word. But it's the ultimate insurance policy, the Second Amendment, to protect our God-given gun rights. And also notice that after free speech, it was written as the Second Amendment to the Constitution, because it was that important. It came in second after free speech. I probably would have put it first, personally. But at least it was second. Second tier is very high. There, that is your real history lesson for today, that your corrupted schools will not dare to teach you, Mr. and Mrs. America, for you and your children, as they say. We're not going to go over what every other talk show has talked about in the last 48 hours, the last week. Most talk shows are on 3-4 hours a day, and they say very little. They barely give their callers a minute or 30 seconds to speak. You hear the constant drone of a rhino talk show host bloviating constantly about really just not much, just a lot of chatter and their opinion of this or opinion of that. Very few facts on the ground. Very few have grasped what's really happening. But our show goes much deeper than that. Most shows go on the cursory edge. They'll talk about the RNC talking points or the Fox News talking points. All well, fine, and good. Everything, I will always tell you, has its place under the sun. But not my show. We go way deeper in the rabbit hole, and that's how it must be. Well, the U.S. government and the Democrat Biden regime will gladly arm the Taliban and other criminal forces in Afghanistan, but they will not dare arm their own people. Back home, our government seeks to restrict your gun rights, but over in Afghanistan, they just gave the Taliban and other criminal regimes billions and billions of dollars in free arms at U.S. taxpayer expense. Now, during the show and tonight, I want you to sit back with your favorite adult beverage with your gun by your side and of your dog on your lap or by your feet. Let that one sink in really deep. Think about it. Our government just gave the Taliban and Al-Qaeda and ISIS billions of dollars in machine guns and Humvees and mortars, free ammo, millions of rounds, I've heard. But how dare you have any of that in America? How dare you arm up? Our government says, screw you, Mr. and Mrs. America. Our State Department says that. Our Pentagon says that. Our Oval Office says that, but yet they'll give it all to this ragtag group of thugs and criminals in Afghanistan and elsewhere. And you know it's true. It's all over the news, and no one's made that connection but me. Everyone's talking about the arms, but I connect the dots back to our shores. So I'm a nationalist at heart. I look at this country, and it's going by the wayside daily. Unbelievable. And we have a big fan of the show named the Pagan Viking. Love this guy. He's actually writes very cool Gothic Germanic poetry. And it is very, very good. And I told him I would read one of his poems for you right now and to the entire world. So here it goes. From the Pagan Viking. I will now pull the ancient sword of fable from the ancient stone to be. I will defend my entire beautiful kingdom from every one of them, allowing no invaders in to my last dying breath. If it be, skies are dark, in the northern skies raining down runes from Valhalla above, and I now go to my eternal resting place with my forefathers. May Odin's blessings keep you all safe in these very dangerous times. I like that. Wise words and poetry by the Pagan Viking. Danke, my Viking brother. I told him soon we will be dictating war and peace from those same Gothic castles and then building our very own. A young lady wrote the show, having problems at work. I told her this, I will give your employer a piece of my mind, rest assured. We are with you. Give them hell, as they are surely giving it to us. It's only fair, as they say, and two can play at that game. Then the young man wrote the show. We do get cards, letters, and telegrams that come in. I will even tell you that I will even expect to get information from time travelers in the time and space continuum. I believe that will be next in contacting the Von Lehen Show. I'm totally serious. Well, this young man wrote, I totally agree with you. Unfortunately, our own government is trying to emulate the British Redcoats. 1776 style of government. And then I write back, well, we know how that turned out for them. Tories all. I have a feeling, though, that tar and feathering may make quite the comeback someday to so-called leaders who stab us in America in the back. And this is our country, not them in D.C., which stands for the District of Criminals, and they know it. The Von Lehen Show, unlike many other shows, truly has a global presence, my friends. And we know that the Western society is very sick right now, full of incompetence and chaos. Biden is, in fact, Captain Chaos, laughable as it is. And we know our society is on life support right now. But we are the doctors. We are the surgeons. We have the technology. And folks, I think we can save her. Or if we can't, for the dire predictions of doom and gloom, we must prevail. We must build a newer and better and stronger country from the ash of the old dead carcass. Now, when I checked out our studio board tonight with all the lights on all over the nation, where we reach potentially millions of radio listeners, as I told you early on, I also looked at our international studio dashboard as well. Now, it seems that the country of New Zealand, under their oppressive COVID female leader, Ardern, as the prime minister, is blocking our radio signal. We are unable to get through. New Zealand has fallen dark tonight and will continue to be in the darkness because their government has put them in that position. But we on this show and our callers and our listeners, we are the enlightenment. We are the children of light. We seek to get through and penetrate the night and the New Zealand darkness. And right now, our signal is blocked by their apparent draconian actions. We will press on and prevail. Again, if you know friends in New Zealand, tell them that we are still broadcasting. Our signal is going through loud and clear to Australia tonight. They're also realizing very similar government repression in COVID actions lately. Their police are in the streets. Their government just seems to be hijacked. But New Zealand has fallen, and they are in the dark. And we hope they come back someday, because we used to have a lot of listeners there. But right now, it is not clear about their future. So stay tuned, New Zealand. Keep the faith. Keep those fires burning. We will not forsake you ever. Now, you've reached the radio octagon of the Von Wiehent Show. We're so glad you folks are here tonight. Big show. We're going to have a lot of callers, as usual, as we always do. Hopefully, we won't have much electronic harassment or things of that nature that normally affect the show.
The Von Wiehent Show, conversation and analysis of breaking news, geopolitical events, politics, history, and some fun, too. Von Wiehent is an astute observer of the human condition. Von Wiehent will cut through the political correctness and speak bluntly about the social, political, and economic demise taking place in America and around the world. Von Wiehent is a nationalist who, without shame, puts America first. Von Wiehent, the Barbarian, Thursday at 8 p.m.
Now, we are entering a political place and time and space whereby our government in Washington, D.C., which stands for, in my view, the District of Criminals, taking the position that it is a fait accompli that our rights will be taken away at some point, a political eventuality, as they call it. We are not, I repeat, not their serfs or slaves. This is our country and always has been. We have fought for it and not them. They are the weaker men and women who have taken up position and the largesse from the people's hard toil and labor. These so-called leaders grow more arrogant daily, haven't you noticed? And they're reckless, daring with our economy and domestic and foreign policy is being intently watched. More and more, they hate the people who elected them and who pay them. In essence, they have chosen to bite the hand that feeds them, and thus is born the tyrant. At some point, the chains will be broken from the tyrant. And like the saying goes, history is never, ever kind to tyrants. So I now announce a divorce decree from the people of the United States versus Washington, D.C. This is obviously a bad marriage, a dysfunctional relationship at best that cannot sustain itself. And the future trajectory is not good. We hope things turn around, but at some future point, I think we would all agree we should go our separate ways for the benefit of all. The winds of war are now blowing all over the world. One day we will look back on these days with longing, as one would look back on the gentle breezes of summer as the hurricane blows outside. In other news, France is on the verge of revolution. The French government apparently wants to weaponize starvation against the people who do not do their bidding. They will try the same stunt, political stunt, here in America, you mark my words, and elsewhere. Now, they are already talking about big food shortages, supply chain disruptions. VP Harris talked about that the other day. They've talked about it. It's been in the alternative press especially. Not your lamestream press. They don't want to touch this with a 10-foot pole. But don't be surprised fall or winter or next spring where there's food shortages, empty shelves. I've warned you for 6-7 years on this show, 6 strong years now, to get ready and get prepared. Get your gear now. Get what you need now while your money is still worth something. They're also gutting the dollar as we speak. And they will try these starvation stunts that I think these governments are realizing that they're in a pinch. And they believe in this new world, or the elites believe in this. Now, having said that, you have to understand that these millionaires and billionaires and political elites around the world, they don't all agree on how the New World Order should be implemented. They just basically are of the same cabal, of the same ilk, lots of intermarrying too among the blue bloods. They can call themselves Tier 1, Tier 2, Tier 3 families, of course, but basically there's a lot of infighting among these people. Nothing's etched in stone. Don't believe for a minute that all these people are in lockstep with each other. They all believe the same thing. They're all drinking from the same wine glass. No. I'm hearing lots of infighting among them. They started too early, as I told you, to implement this new world order. They don't have the technology. They don't have everything in place. And what I hear and see is desperation on their point to start wars, to distract you. It's pure desperation to buy them some more time to implement these things. Also, these movements and shows like mine and others that are combating them on the battlefield. Big time. I am always blogging on the internet. I combat them at every step, fight them every step, tooth and nail. And they were not expecting the blowback, is what the CIA calls it, the blowback from the people. People are rising up in Australia, in France, in Europe, and in America. They're rising up big time. They are waking up big time. You know, we always wanted to do our thing, be left alone, and I get that. And people were just saying, hey, until it affects me directly, I'm not going to do anything. I don't really care. I'm going to the lake. I've got my six-pack of beer on my case. I've got my boat, my honey by my side, my dog. I get it. It's way more fun to live life like that. And we all do that to a certain extent, right? You got to get away from this stuff at some point. But, and you got to stay functional in society. I always say you got to be functional. You cannot be, only people like me can read this stuff day in and day out and keep their sanity, right? But people are becoming awake to this stuff, and they're really knowledgeable about it now. And that's a great, great sign for the future. The winter season is called the fourth turning, and it's increasing with intensity as most people are fooled into believing that summer will last forever. It won't, you know, fall is around the corner in winter. Get ready now and get your gear and get what you need.
I... Robert Hoover will speak on behalf of Delta House.
I don't think you can fully judge a fraternity without looking at the positive qualities of the people in it.
I think we've heard enough, Mr. Chairman.
I was told I'd have a chance to...
That's enough. The court will now render a decision.
Well, look, you said I could...
He said that's it!
Are you deaf?
Let's finish this damn thing.
I don't think it's fair.
I'll tell you what's fair or what's not.
Mr. President, do we have to listen to any more of this?
Point of parliamentary procedure.
Don't screw around. They're serious this time.
Take it easy. I'm in pre-law, man. Thought you're pre-med. What's the difference?
Ladies and gentlemen, I'll be brief. The issue here is not whether we broke a few rules or took a few liberties with our female party guests. We did. But you can't hold a whole fraternity responsible for the behavior of a few sick, perverted individuals. For if you do, then shouldn't we blame the whole fraternity system? And if the whole fraternity system is guilty, then isn't this an indictment of our educational institutions in general? I put it to you, Greg. Isn't this an indictment of our entire American society? Well, you can do what you want to us. But we're not going to sit here and listen to you badmouth the United States of America. Gentlemen!
You're not walking out of this one, mister. You're finished. No more Delta. You bought it this time, Buster. I'm calling your national office. I'm going to revoke your charter.
Yes. That's how it is. War is being fomented all across the globe, and when it comes, the United States will be hard-pressed to survive it. Some people prophesize that America will be fighting a civil war and a world war at the same time. Hard to believe, but on the one hand, it does make sense. Hope it never happens. But the way things are going, it's not looking good. Our military is being downsized or being dumbed down. Weapon systems are being reduced here, and for our services, but yet they're being given gladly overseas to the Taliban. And many of our senior commanders are compromised, being fired for dubious reasons, and some are outright cowards and don't do their job and don't want to fight or win wars anymore. We have a lot of people in the military right now that are only there for a paycheck and the federal benefits. We love our military. We want our old military back. We don't want this PC, you know, gay, transgender, politically correct, uber-liberal Democrat military that they're trying to foist on the population. The civil population at the same time is being systematically impoverished economically while rogue government operatives tell them the nation is strong and getting stronger. All lies. Kabul, Afghanistan airport should show you that. We can't even retreat correctly. Our nation can't even leave a battlefield intact. We can't even retreat without massive loss of life and also all the international condemnation. We were there for 20 years. We went over to Afghanistan to tell the world we're going to get rid of the Taliban. And the Taliban now has surrounded American forces at the Kabul airport 20 years later exactly. It all is a vicious circle. It goes round and round and round. How about that for some optics tonight? You think about that. We were told after 9/11, we're going to go over there. We're going to kick Al-Qaeda's ass. And we're going to bury the Taliban, and we're going to nation build, which I'm against, always against nation building. It's a waste of money, waste of U.S. taxpayer dollars. But we were told that. We were told by God we're going to control. Now, Trump controlled it big time, did a great job, pushed them back in their mountain caves. They didn't even dare to come out. They'll get hit by a drone strike. But they were still there in those mountains. I would have napalmed those mountains and burned them out from the inside. That's how I fight war. I won't let them retreat to a mountain cave awaiting to fight another day against my American forces. Screw that idea. If I was a general under Trump, I would have advised him to liquidate and terminate them all now while you got them on the run. Be ruthless. But we didn't do that. And now look at our situation. Domestically, our manufacturing base has been dismantled. And over 17% of our food is imported today. Did you know that? I don't think you did, Mr. and Mrs. America. Again, I will repeat, 17% of our food is imported into America today. We used to be the breadbasket of the world. What the hell happened? I'm hearing that our farmers in the great Midwest, which I like, in flyover country are being sent letters by the USDA to tell them to destroy their crops, and our government will pay them 1.5 times more in the marketplace with printed or borrowed fiat currency. They're being pressured to destroy food, folks. Now, I don't quite know everything going on, but I know a hell of a lot. And I'll tell you, when you start seeing your government tell farmers to destroy crops, and they're giving arms to our enemies, and they're leaving our borders wide open, you better get ready out there. You better be boot up and suit up and get prepared. Because whoever is pressing these levers in our government, they're setting us up for a massive war or a massive invasion or something really, really bad. Something very nefarious and sinister is going on. And I stand by that. And you can say and think what you want, but I stand by that. And you prove me wrong. You show me. Don't just talk. You show me how things are so wonderful. Now, we live pretty damn good in this country. We still do. And we're going to continue that, believe me. We have no reason to live like the Afghan people or the third world, and we're not going to. But they're trying to make America into a third world country. What they want over here is a serf class. Now, they set that border up wide open. They let gangs come in our country. Farmers in the Midwest are now getting letters to destroy the food supply. They want to weaponize starvation. I'll point it out to you. Weaponize hunger. Weaponize starvation. Are they planning a genocide? Are they planning something? Many people think so. There's article upon article on the internet about, from various sites, middle of the road to right wing, that say that our government under Biden is doing a lot of chicanery behind the scenes. They're purging the military of the warriors because they're forcing them to take the COVID vaccine, which really is not FDA approved. You've been told that it was, right? Well, it's not. You can research that. I have. It's not been FDA approved. It's a ruse. They approved a drug that's not the actual specific COVID-19 vaccine. It's still experimental. And there's many articles that have been written about that by medical doctors. You can research that. Well, that's a lot of information that I've just given you. We have far, far more. It comes in by the bushel. There's so much information on every show. It's just I'm overflowing with information. And rest assured, I always have something to say. But I want my callers to speak, unlike other shows. And they will speak. And you will learn from them as well. Now, we have bankers right now that are stealing hard assets from this country with funny fiat money. And in my view, they plan to steal people's savings with new government regulations and laws and new draconian banking actions. Don't think for a minute that if there was ever, God forbid, a major catastrophe to this country again, that they wouldn't have a banking holiday. They can close down the banks. For those of you who don't know what that means you can't get any money out of your ATM machine. The banks declare a holiday. The bankers go home. And then you're left with no money and no access to your money. That's why I've told you for years, too, you should always have money in your home. Hide it. Stop being so paranoid. You can hide it under a mattress like your grandparents or something, or in a coffee can buried in the backyard. Trust me, you'll think of something creative. We are on the verge of losing our petrodollar status in the world and our reserve currency status. And our banking system, as we know it, there's a lot of things, cloak and dagger things happening behind the scenes. I can't tell you everything, but I will tell you in various ways. We are being inundated by foreigners that seek government entitlements, don't want to work. Many of them do not want to work. Some do. And they refuse to assimilate the American culture or language, for they're dividing the civilian population into domestic tribes hostile to one another. We also don't need millions and millions more people coming to America. What do you say when a government in the Biden regime wants to fly over military-age Afghanistan men into America, and they're mainly going to Texas and then Wisconsin, and many will be at our military bases? If you're in the military, like I told you last week, you better be ready. Because some of these people could be Taliban, they could be plants, and very, very dangerous. We saw what happened today at the Kabul airport. Two or three explosions went off. Many, many casualties. But yeah, while that's going on, while we're bringing in more Afghans, our border is wide open. More or less, our government is saying, screw you, Mr. and Mrs. America. You are the ones that we're trying to replace. You're the ones we're trying to get rid of. Why? Because we were taught in our schools. I'm Generation X, but I know everyone above me and below me. But the thing is that we were taught back in the day deductive reasoning, critical thinking skills, highly prized skills that was drilled into our minds. Why does this work? Why is this? Why is that? Deductive reasoning, theorems, postulations, report papers, why things work, why they do not work. The millennials, many of them, don't know what the hell I'm talking about. Google it. I'll tell them. Google it. Critical thinking skills. You can Google deductive reasoning. These are things that were widely taught, and they don't teach that anymore in schools. The government, bit by bit, is getting the dumbed down, low information voter population, heavily minority, heavily ghetto, heavily anti-American, full of crazy psychobabble ideas that they've always wanted. Slow but sure, as the older population dies off, as people get killed in battle, these no-win wars, our warrior class is being diminished as they purge them from the Pentagon. They're getting the country that they want. They in power. They always have wanted America in the last 20 or 30 years to be like China. Haven't they told you that the model is China? The corporate model is China. China. It's not because China's great. They're not. They're the most polluted country in the world. I bet you've never been told that by the lamestream press. You've never been told that because it's true. It's very true. They are very polluted, yet they put China on a pedestal. What they like about China is their control over the people, the social credit score, the surveillance cameras, the police state, their Stasi state, their communist state, secret police, commissars. Everyone's a spy in China. I know. You know why I know? I've had many business people go over there and tell me that everybody from the taxi driver to the janitor to the person that makes your meal, the waiter or cook who brings you the food, etc., all the people in the supply chain of China are government informants, and they get money and tips and better housing if they rat on you. And that's what exactly what they're trying to get in America. We have members of these gangs and these Middle Eastern gangs right now that have access to the highest levels of our government. And we have leaders that are ignorant, incompetent at best, but more than likely treasonous at worst. I have told everyone that this Afghanistan thing is planned. I believe that, yes, Biden is incompetent, but I believe that our withdrawal was done on purpose. Remember, the New World Order believes out of, you know, their motto is order out of chaos. They like chaos. They like death and destruction. They're trying to attack America from all angles, politically, foreign policy, domestically. We're the obstacle in their way, you and me in America. We're the ones they're coming after next. There will be draconian gun control. Those kinds of proposals are already on the table this year. Taxes, on the domestic front while our border sits wide open again. Well, we're glad you're here. Hang on tight, folks. Put your crash helmet on. Buckle up. We'll tell you the way it really is. No holds barred. I do not mince words, and I do not intend to now or ever. I've told you before, war is coming to the world. This is a world at war. I say my show each week, and war might be coming to America on many levels, and I'm not sure right now it can be stopped. The best thing one can do is to prepare and try to stay out of the way of the most serious fighting. You need to defer and deflect and bide your time until we can get the upper hand in our locality and realm. The world is about to change in a very radical way, in my view, and many are not prepared for it either physically or mentally or spiritually. The forecast has been given, and the storm flags are up, and we are battle ready. On the Von Wiant Show, we have war gained it all. And with that, let's get to the Irish Pirate tonight, front and center, our tech wizard, in his element. Hello, Mr. Pirate. How are you doing tonight,
evening,
sir?
You're on the... It's been a few weeks. Good evening.
Yes, I know.
A few weeks. And since that time, I went through a major surgery. And I've come back very, very well from that surgery, but my damage from it I'm still recovering from. It's not been good, but my recovery is at a record pace. But anyway,
no
my
doubt.
It was for my teeth, and now I have beautiful teeth. I had it all done at once. I didn't do it, some partial, a little bit here, a little bit there. Slammed
wow.
everything in there, and I'm just recovering from it. No pain pills. The doctor's in shock. But I knew we had to do this the natural way. And in the process, watching me go through all this, I'd met a woman just before the surgery. She ended up picking me up from the doctor's office, and now we are permanent boyfriend-girlfriend as well. She's seen enough.
Wow.
And she likes the package. So, and I warned you on
Congratulations.
The Bachelor show exactly how it would go. I was prophetic on the Bachelor show. I told you exactly how it would go down. It's
you
unbelievable.
Did.
I called my own shot. So anyway,
you did.
I wanted to
love it.
I wanted to point that all out. So when we talk about that later, I'll share how exactly prophetic that was. So now, in the meantime,
yes.
we've got some interesting news in America that supposedly the government has authorized the Pfizer jab. Problem with that, the government just actually blew it. The whole case is going to fall apart now, because if the Pfizer jab really did pass FDA qualifications, that means all the other companies, all three of them, have to have their products dropped off the market immediately, and they will be unable to use them because we have an approval. The other ones, therefore, are not approved. End of story. No emergency
mm-hmm.
anything is allowed after one doesn't need it. They get all the business. But there's a new trick, because Pfizer doesn't want to be approved. And you're thinking, well, why did they approve it? I don't think they asked Pfizer, because if you're now approved and you don't have the emergency authorization, you can be sued. Depending on how you read the law. Here come the lawsuits.
That's right.
That was a mistake. And then next, what makes the Pfizer vaccine, so-called, any different now than it was before, whether it's approved or not? There's no
mm-hmm.
scientific proof either way. The answer is all the FDA has ever done all its life is slap labels on things. So therefore...
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have the label on it, it's not approved, even if it has been approved. You have to go through the whole process of remanufacturing the thing with an approval, which has a method of production, which has not been met. Nobody got together and said, these are the ones that were approved and we're going to make them for the world. Nobody did that. They just said, oh, now it's
right.
approved. That blew the whole thing up. You can't use the old ones. You can't use the new ones. You can't, you know, there's, and even then, even if you do it, you can be sued. There's no way out for these people. They're going to have to invent
right.
something else. And that, Von Wehunt, is extremely dangerous. They're cornered.
I agree. And that's why they have Irish the
awful.
Yeah, well, they have the booster shot. They have the second booster, the third booster, the fourth booster. Each booster shot is to lower your immunity and kill you eventually.
Yes. But what I'm saying is none of them now are now approved or correctly manufactured. How can that go on? It's all illegal. They're going to
It is illegal, but they're
far worse. Yeah.
Right. And I will tell you.
They're the virus.
Right. The government. Right. Just hear me out for a second. The government Irish, I think, is hoping on the stupidity of the American people and the people of the world to not notice it. And they're going to distract
yeah.
you and me and everyone else, or try to, with their psychobabble, some false flag operation, or more propaganda. Your thoughts, sir?
And, well, my thoughts are now we're the solution straight up. If the people of America simply communicate with you. I went, the moment I heard that news, I went out the door. I got a brand new next door neighbor. I went straight over to his house and I said, hear ye, the jab is a fake. It's now got no approval and no non-approval. No emergency author. Everything's been shot. Tell everyone you know it's over, that you don't have to take it. They can't find a law that says you have to, since they're caught changing horses in midstream like this. Just say no now. They don't have a single and some administrative gotcha to where they can, because the mistake we made before was they didn't announce it as the science says, you know, this official document from an official. No. It was a doctor with a recommendation over here. It was this doctor with a recommendation over there. None of that was a scientific journal. None of that had any authority. The lab coat doesn't have an authority. But yet, don't you love me sitting here in my lab coat pretending to be authority? Oh, we love you. And that was our huge mistake. So now I'm telling the people of America, don't buy the lab coats. Show us the documents. Because before all we needed was a test. We didn't have that either. And then we asked for a Freedom of America request for, you know, where's the comparison to the virus? Well, we don't have a sample. And then they'd say, well, do you have, has somebody seen a sample? And can they put it in a report? No, they can't. And if we would just ask for these documents, we would just ask for the official report of some kind that we would believe. Now I don't think anybody would believe it, but it would be so easy to shoot it down if we actually knew what we needed, which was the official reports. They've never come.
Right.
And now's the time to ask for them. Now's the time to say, you're not at work. You're not going to let me have anything unless you have some documentation in the company that says I have to take the shot. And they're one by one, the people that I've informed this are not getting the shot. Many bosses are sympathetic now, saying, I hear the pressure from above, but I can't do it. I can't make you do it. This is so wrong. And so I'm standing up to the company for you. We're starting to see this now. That, yes, the companies from way above, from some corporate office far, far away, says, we want you to do it. And they're saying, where's the documentation? My job is to be the boss. I run the floor. HR department says we don't have any documents in the coding or anything like that that says you can do this. And so now they're realizing, and this is only if the people of America who were smart enough to not give up their jobs, to not take a severance, to either go on strike or say, I'm determining your workplace for you. I work here. I've been working here. I am a professional. I stayed healthy. I didn't cop out. And no jab for me. No jab for you.
Yeah.
I don't want you to take
it. Exactly.
And they're falling in love with their employees who stand up. They're doing
right.
And I conversely say that's the answer. Everybody goes on strike or says, you know, hell no, I won't take the jab. We don't need people getting into fist fights in hospitals. We don't need people talking about these superstars coming on television saying, wasn't that influential? No, it wasn't.
Right.
It was an advertisement like you deserve a break today. I mean, no,
right.
I don't. Not for you, I don't. Yeah, I don't need that kind of break today. And Barry Manilow, you can keep your millions of dollars that you made for making up that little ditty. They paid you.
Yeah, Barry.
And you.
Yeah, take
he
that.
He hates it.
Put down your pipe and smoke
so
it, Manilow.
He made so many songs that so many guys used to get into girls' pants. And he knows.
Well,
it.
He
and,
did
and
say,
so
I write the songs. And he had some good hits back in the day. He had some big hits. Oh, yeah.
Well,
we give credit where credit's due.
He has admitted in public. He regrets You Deserve a Break Today being his number one moneymaker. He regrets that. He didn't really have to do that. And he'd rather be the Barry Manilow that everybody knew him. I mean, I wasn't his biggest fan or anything, but I agree. Barry, you bet you deserved your old reputation, not that one. I like you even less than this one.
Right.
I will. Yeah, if you'll come clean, I will forgive you. And I feel
right.
The same
so what's your take on Afghanistan to segue into that and your thoughts this week about the carnage there, man?
Well, as you talked about, you nailed it when you said, we don't even know how to retreat right anymore. We can't
That's
wipe our
right.
Front
we
right
don't.
For that.
It's pathetic.
So
America cannot retreat correctly.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Now we have this problem that we don't know if we're retreating or not retreating anymore because we left so much material.
Right.
Do we go back and get it? We don't even know how many, you know, officially we don't have a count of how many people are there. We can kind of guess, just like we don't know how many patriots right now are in jail. You know, we can kind of guess.
Right.
You know, just short of 6,000 is a current count. We don't know their names except Owen Schroyer. Thank God they let him go.
Hold that thought. I want you to, this is really, really true. Our government is proposing gun control in America, yet there is no gun control in Afghanistan. It has given the Taliban billions of dollars, tens of thousands of guns, semi-automatic machine guns, and that is a real testament to where we're at as a country, too. They want to restrict our gun rights, our freedoms, yet they'll give all the guns at taxpayer expense that we're all paying for to the enemy, to the Taliban, Al-Qaeda, and ISIS. And Irish, that's just amazing to me.
Yeah.
You know, that's where we're at.
Way back in the day when this politically correct stuff was first coming down to the workplace, my reaction was, I want some of this government gravy myself. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to declare myself someone who loves women like every lesbian. And then I dress like a man, which means I'm cross-dressing from the woman lesbian that loves women. So I'm a transvestite lesbian, and I deserve to be able to put up pictures of beautiful women in my workplace and get paid for it by the federal government.
Exactly.
I feel the same way now about Afghanistan. It's almost like we should declare ourselves to be cellular terroristic cabals engaged in something that's similar to what the Taliban is doing, only call it American version of a Taliban. You know, they're
right
into their country and their God and all this other stuff. So we're just going to declare ourselves a Christian Taliban. I mean, I'm so tempted
right
to do that. Why don't you give us some guns? Why don't you give us some planes? Because we're no different than they are.
We just
want to take a stand for our country.
Sure. Give me millions of dollars in free weaponry. Millions of rounds. I'll load them up in the backyard. No problem. I'll take them by the truckload. No problem.
We're questioning them and saying, why do you give them all this stuff? We're questioning them and saying, why
we have
do you
a department
of stuff?
Right. But we have a Department of Homeland Security, Irish, that wants to restrict our rights under Biden. They sure don't give a rip about Afghanistan. Our State Department, our CIA, our Pentagon, they don't care about giving guns to our enemies and criminals. In fact, they love doing it.
And
why?
And
it destabilizes America. That's why.
Right. And your inherent proof, Ron Wehunt, if there is no agency in America that is being paid for by the federal government effectively through us, if there is no agency that serves us whatsoever, by proxy, the government has effectively declared war on its own people. And therefore, we should be able to behave accordingly under, say, for example, the Trading with the Enemy Act. We should be able to say that, well, then therefore, the government doesn't deserve any money. And they don't deserve any official manufacturing from the U.S. people or anything like that. We should literally not support them until they actually admit that we're for the people at this point. You said you wanted a divorce. I think we now can officially say non-support is the reason for the divorce. We're there.
Right.
There's no agency working for us, not even an election system.
No.
Nothing.
Nothing. And I'll go one step further. We should have the same weapons as the American people as what our government just gave the Taliban. Whatever they gave them.
Right.
We should have the right to have those same weapons in this country. How about those apples?
Well, I'll say they're not allowed to know whether we already still have them. I mean, at this point, what you're going to have to use every security agency you've got trying to spoof on us, trying to figure out if we've got it or not, because we're not going to tell you
right.
anymore. Once you've filled out that 144-73, you don't have to announce anything else. I just have a firearms license. I can have as many as I want from that. So after, I mean,
yeah.
yes, you can guess how many people might have guns. Can't make it illegal to share. They can't make it illegal to organize. That's all.
Oh, they'll try.
Stuff we've already
they will try.
Oh, of course they will.
Remember,
they will.
The federal
and
government, right, the Irish, the way they look at the American people, if they see two or three white men talking, that's now domestic extremists and terrorists in their book. Their words, not mine. If they see two or three white guys talking on a street corner, we are a conspiracy. And that's how we're viewed by all these alphabet, rogue, corrupt agencies in the District of Criminals. That's how they view everybody in America. But by God, if you're the Taliban, if you're Al-Qaeda, if you're ISIS, you get CIA secret funding. And when we retreat, you get millions and billions of dollars in free military equipment. Wow. What a juxtaposition that is. Wow. And they're all going to sell those arms on the black market, a lot of them, for cold hard cash. Go ahead,
man. It's truly amazing in this country. And it depends on where you are. I mean, if you're in California, here's something truly amazing. My daughter called me, and we've always had this problem that she leans a little bit too far to the wrong side. And she called me up and she said, "Dad, I'm no longer left or right." I said, "Really? What does that mean?" She said, "I voted against Newsom." And and then I said, "Really?" And she said, "I voted for Larry Elder." And that shocked me even more. I said, "Why did you vote for Larry Elder?" And her answer melted my heart. She said, "Larry Elder for 18 years has been saying the biggest problem with America is the lack of fathers."
It's true.
That was aimed directly at me. Yeah, that was aimed directly at me.
And you.
And I knew what she was saying. And she
right.
voted that conscience, that if I had my way, my dad would have been closer to me and the government be damned.
Right.
And I just like, my daughter has grown up. My daughter
is a good girl.
An intelligent, critical thinking adult and not just a young person who is capable and beautiful anymore. Now she's dangerous. And I like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, exactly.
I just can't wait for her to keep
thinking
about it. I do
too. I like that a lot.
I can't wait for her to get her degree and go someplace outside of California where she could really see what's going on. That would be, I think she would come all the way out. I think she would never get back into that. She might even, we can discuss this on a later show, but she's got weapons I gave her when she was growing up.
Mm-hmm.
That she might be able to do more than the typical person can. I admit I did it, but we'll talk about that on a later show.
Irish Pirate, you are our VIP guest tonight, man. You are the VIP guest, brother.
Thank you.
So I wanted to put you on first and give you a lot of time.
And I
want to thank you, man, for your candid thoughts tonight. And what else did you want to tell the American people tonight?
Okay, I want to be here. I mean, all my teeth have been replaced in my mouth in the last, 20 days, 2 weeks? And I'm speaking like normal. It's shocking the doctor, but I am a communication specialist. I even do, like you've heard, voice characters and stuff like that. It was very easy for me actually take a complete redo of my mouth and turn it into my voice all over again. I need to communicate. America, I need you to listen to what this show is talking about. It's turning into one of the most cutting-edge open mic platforms you could possibly get into. Number one, like Von Weehunt said, due to the length of time you're going to get to talk. Number two, you're going to be encouraged to put your heart into it rather than get your 15 seconds in to say yay to the host and then listen to him blather for another 3 hours. Welcome to
right,
the Real
and blow
Formatted
you.
Show. Right. Yes. Welcome to the real format show. Welcome to the show where the callers actually are the show. Really, Von Wehunt is the audience. Sure, it's his show. But he didn't want to do this alone. If he wanted to just open up a mic, it would have been cheaper. If he wanted to just make production and just put it out there, it would have been cheaper. He's paying for you to call up, get on here, and make something happen. And now that we've got the American government by the balls, it's time we start talking about getting what we want back into our hands. The freedoms, if necessary, the guns, the provisions, the hospitals. You can't go to a hospital now. They're trying to lock you out. Door now, they're trying to lock you out. It won't, it's only a matter of time, depending on where you live. They're going to try to take it all away from you. Take it back, starting now. And the best thing you can do is talk about is saying, neighbors, we're going to go shopping together. Neighbors, we're going to play cards together and know where the guns are nearby. Neighbors, we're going to talk about the jab is a joke. The virus is a joke. These doctors are a joke. These elections are a joke. It's okay to talk about that. It's
That's
okay
right.
to say, speak the truth to power, just like Von Wehunt Show has been doing now for 4 or 5 years.
6 years.
Hello. I mean, this is the cutting edge. You don't get the cutting edge just by declaring yourself to be the cutting edge, like 57 genders. You actually have to put it on the table like Larry Elder did and talk about missing dads for 18 years before somebody listens. Luckily, we could do it
that's
before.
Right. And that's right. Irish Pirate, thank you, sir.
You are
fantastic
welcome.
Call, man. Our VIP guest tonight, the Irish Pirate, our tech wizard. Love that last statement, man. Beautiful. Well done. Irish, thank you, man.
Good night.
Good night. Fantastic. Let's get to a new caller. I think we have somebody here that's calling from St. Louis, Missouri area. Well, you're on the Valerian Show. What's your name? How are you?
My name's Pianchi. I'm calling from the Midwest, so either the South. Depends on.
Nice. What's your name now?
Which is the one? My name is Pianchi. P-I-A-N-K-I.
Oh, Pianchi. Interesting name. What kind of name is that?
Well, that's a long story. But I wanted to put two theories out there, if you don't mind.
Yeah. Go for it.
One, you remember the addition to the Civil Rights Bill where it protects Asians not too long
yes.
ago?
Yes, sir.
Guess what? Guess who's Asian? Afghanistan's.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And they come in here to this country. Now, suppose you have some Afghanistan's that may be Taliban. We don't know. There's no way. They didn't vet them, did they?
That's right.
And Americans kind of suspect that or have some reason to believe that, and they start mouthing off at them. Guess what? Now they're going to get you with a hate crime. You think that
That's
was
right.
real time?
Oh, very well timed. I thought of that, too. You're right. It's all to set up the real Americans to incarcerate you, get you in jail, get you in trouble with the law. They have 30,000 to 100,000 or more coming over here, reasons to get the real Americans in trouble. They know there's bound to be some turmoil and some problems with this. But, yeah, I
and
agree
guess
with
where
that.
They put them? Guess where they putting these, not only the Afghans, but these illegals also. I was listening to a Detroit station. Detroit's having problems with redistricting. They bought, because they lost so many people, and they're not mm-hmm. at the threshold that would require you to have a congressperson, they may mm-hmm. lose a congressional seat. And they're not the only one, because like some areas of Chicago, people are fleeing. Blacks are fleeing, and we know why. But mm-hmm. if you take an illegal and put them in that district, they can count toward apportionment. They don't have to vote at all
mm-hmm.
because they are a person, as the Constitution spells. Remember Donald Trump was trying to get a requirement on the census to indicate whether you're a U.S. citizen or not. And of course,
right, I do.
Wouldn't allow it. Well, mm-hmm. he must have been thinking ahead, because that's exactly what they're doing with these illegals, putting them in those Democratic areas that's about ready to go purple or even go red in order to mm-hmm. show it up. And
that's
you
right.
can only have 25 Democrats left. But if those 25 vote for that Democratic candidate, he wins.
That's right. Isn't that amazing?
Think about that. It's amazing.
I know.
That people
They're
don't understand
up,
what
man.
The hell's going on.
They don't. They don't. Our dumbed down population getting dumber by the minute on all fronts.
Oh, hell yeah.
We can't even.
And now they're
you know,
attacking
We can't
kids.
Even. We're treating people correctly. My God. You know, and then domestically, you're right. Domestically, oh my God, is it festering everywhere?
Let me tell you something else too. And I'm African American, by the way. Of course,
sure.
I'm a U.S. citizen,
welcome.
Natural born.
Welcome to our show.
And let me say this: Sheila Jackson Lee, a congressperson in Texas, and I think she
yep.
held
no,
some
well.
Either third, fourth, or fifth ward, where it's high in crime. Have you had an opportunity to look at the gun bill that she's introduced?
Mm-hmm.
It's a whopper, man. I'm gonna tell you, it is a whopper. And it even goes after your antique guns, too, on how you display them in the house.
That's right.
My point
no, you're right.
is this.
I've read that.
What you should do, Ms. Jackson, in all due respect, enact the act that's going to cover your ward or Texas. Why do I have to come under your ambitions and logic as it applies to the Second Amendment? I don't even live in Texas. It's the
That's
same
right.
way with this. It's the same way with this voter reform. They're trying to federalize the vote. I think that the federal ballot, which contains the president, vice president, congressperson, and U.S. Senate, should be separate from those local state ballots. I'm gonna tell you why. First, the Constitution allows you to do that. You don't have to have your federal
mm-hmm.
candidates on the same ballot as with
mm-hmm.
the state and local. Another reason is no way in the world you're going to get all 50 states to fall in line as it applies to vetting, as it applies to absentee ballots. The most important thing is vetting to make sure that the person that's voting has is a legal vote, the right to vote.
That's right. Well, we all know what Stalin said. It's not that you get to vote. It's who counts the votes, who has the real
absolutely
power.
Right.
And we saw that in the last election, didn't we? They counted the votes. And I've said for years, Panicky, that, look, we've got these volunteers. They say, I'm a volunteer. And they've been volunteering for 20, 30, sometimes 40 years counting the votes. Now, this past election has been happening before many, many times. I'm very suspicious of people who always want to volunteer to count votes. We need to have inquiries into who these people are, why, when you go to the movies or be with your family, you insist on volunteering to count votes. And they do it year after year in the same precincts. So my thing is, well, I would have a law where you can't volunteer every election, every time. No, 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 no.
Well,
we need new blood.
No,
blood.
Let me tell you what I had wrote up a bill. I think that the people that's tallying are having anything to do with the federal ballot that I'm talking about has to be bonded. If a congressperson live in your district, you can't work that poll. You have to go someplace else, so there won't be the bias.
I agree.
I think that the vetting should be similar to the passport, even to incorporate biometrics like reading face recognition, reading the iris in your eyes, speech recognition if necessary, fingerprints. It needs to be all those things to make sure that that individual is allowed to vote. When the ballot is cast,
that's right.
You take the ballots, you hand it to a person. They hand it to one of three counters. It goes from 1 to 2 to 3. After 2 hours or so, they all tally up and make sure that they all have the same number. If they don't, the ballots are right there. You can find out what the mistakes are. You don't have to come back four or five days.
That's
very
right.
Simple.
Yeah, we have to correct this situation. And someday, you know, at the federales, you know, we all love our country, right? But, you know, we'll be fighting shoulder to shoulder with you and others and against any kind of tyranny. We have to have integrity of our vote, integrity of our system, which right now we don't have. And we, you know, we want this country and all the people to do better and to do well. And the thing is the way the track that we're on, it should be little wonder to anybody, the government saying we don't like all these people getting together and talking and buying guns. Well, screw them. You know, you guys have set this thing up, so what in the hell do you expect us to do? Sit here and take your crap, hear threats every day from D.C., literal threats against the American people, and especially against people who have guns and who want voting.
Yeah, they don't like
that. Threaten us, man. And you know
I
what?
Got one more thing
they
to
keep
tell you about
this
that.
Road. And, you know, they are looking more and more like the Redcoats, and we knew how that turned out. And I mean that.
Absolutely.
Because they better watch their back.
There's one more thing I'm going to tell you about the gun laws I'm seeing. There's one coming out of Illinois, and this lady, she's either state or she's either federal or she's a congresswoman. I forget. You know what she wants? She wants bullets to be serialized.
That's right. Yes, they do. And they want to restrict it any way they can, any way you slice it. That's why I tell you guys, people, buy your gear now. Do not wait. These people, the things they think up in the midnight hour. I wake up every morning, and Danky, I get
scared
to
look at the news.
And, well, I see what blew up the night before. The first thing I think of is, oh, well, it's a beautiful sunrise or whatever. And then I go to the computer and the phone. And I go, let's see what blew up the night before. Well, this morning was a Kabul. It blew up. Literally, I look for explosions. I go, something blew up. Or it's going to be some congressperson, a corrupt rogue person that's saying, I'm going to restrict your gun rights. And there's not a damn thing you can. Well, you keep saying that, people. There is a damn thing we can do about it. And we're not going to sit around, and we're not going to be conquered. I can guarantee you that. Because
well, you know,
I know a lot of people all over the country, and they are not happy about this
situation
laws, at all.
You know one thing in gun laws that they seem to exclude is black powder weapons. They don't bother them. You know why, don't you? Because they are trying to associate them as what the Second Amendment was talking about, black powder musket type weapons.
Right.
You know, I think I've lived too long because I'm beginning to be able to read this shit. Hey, man, you have a nice day, and I'll talk to you later.
All right. Thank you, sir. Have a great night. Appreciate you. We have calls, folks, from all over the country, as many of you know. And that was a St. Louis, Missouri caller. Look, either the Constitution stands for something or it doesn't. It cannot be both ways. Choose your side, folks. Choose a side you're on. You want to be on the side of the U.S. Constitution. Because if anything ever goes down, God forbid, we love everybody and we want peace to prevail. But though we hope for the best, we prepare for the worst. And I mean the worst. So what happened in Afghanistan right now, people say, can't happen here, can't happen here. Well, we hope it doesn't. And the people in government are the most incompetent idiots that we've ever elected right now that are running this ship. And it's don't give them any quarter. Don't make excuses for them. Don't be the enabler. Okay? It's crazy. It really, really is unbelievable. You've reached the Radio Octagons. I broadcast clandestinely from my secret underground lair, my mountain stronghold. This is pirate radio at its best, with all of our glitches and flaws, and we get electronically harassed from time to time by the federales. We're impervious to a drone strike. We know the NSA is listening, and we hope that they are taking copious notes and learning something from this radio show. God knows they need it, as well as other alphabet agencies. Unbelievable. We want the real America. We want our real military back. We do not want this politically correct New World Order BS government. That's one thing we don't need. But we're glad you're here tonight. We'll get to more callers in a minute. We always have a good show. You heard from our VIP guest, Irish Pirate, tonight, and from a caller in Missouri. That's a show-me state. So show me your intentions. Show me you care by calling 563-999-3437 for our show.
An archived phone call.
Von Weehunt on the radio. This is Dennis, just looking to say you're one crazy SOB. I thought I was the crazy one until I ran into you, and then I realized we had the brotherhood of crazy SOBs. You've got a great show. I hope you do well with it. Keep on keeping on. Tell the truth, brother. That's what I'm saying to you.
Of all the gin joints in all the world, and she had to walk into the one I was occupying. I was sitting there listening to Von on the radio, you know, the Von Weehunt show. Well, she came in and sat down, and I told the bartender, let's give her a drink, run a tab on my fare. She sat down, looked right at me. She was gorgeous. I took a drag off my lucky strike and blew it the other way. I sure as hell wasn't going to blow it in her face. She was amazing. I said, you mind, honey? I'm right in the middle of a show here listening to it. She said, no problem. She joined in. We listened to Von Weehunt show together. It was quite a time.
God, I love that. Yes, we have many promos that are sent to the show from time to time. Here's one that's instrumental. I thought you'd like it. Yes, think and reflect about our situation in this country. We have tens of thousands Afghans coming to America. Our borders are wide open. We are an anti-communist nation. We know what the Red Scare, what the Red Menace means. We have history on our side. We know their carnage. The communist ideology is the most violent in world history. Many of you don't know that, but it's true. And physicists and astronomers tell us that we are ancient souls, that we have had experiences in multiple star systems and multiple dimensions, and that we are galactic human beings. And in each incarnation, we carry with us our knowledge of the cosmos. Because of our evolution, we have developed certain personality traits over time and certain mindsets, which has an impact on our personal lives. Thought that was very cool. We will fight shoulder to shoulder against any Red Dawn invasion, against what's happening right now. We need to band together, lock our shields as one, and we have to get more active. Remember, folks, there's an old saying in Washington, D.C., that all politics is local. Keep more of an eye on your local elections, your local school board, your local stuff going on. And you know what I'm talking about, and you know who you are. Look at that stuff. Who are these people running? Are they going to pass some ordinance that's going to restrict your freedom, your liberty? If so, fight against them. These things have fallen in our lap. We thought that prior generations, they did a pretty good job in the last few generations, and not the best, but they did set up a pretty good country. We're a hell of a lot better than Afghanistan. We have our problems, and we still do. I'm not going to go down that rabbit hole. But you can look at the carnage in Afghanistan and Kabul, and we are, you know, parts of America may look like that, but on the whole, we have a very good country. We want it to be better. But the thing is that we are slipping big time. They're trying to make America into a third world country. And by importing the third world, it will make America a third world nation and country, and they want us third rate. That is the end goal. They want to dumb down the population. They want you to shut up, get in your corner, and obey. Obey your masters in government. The government now used to be servants of the people. Now they feel they are our lords and masters. Well, screw that idea. And hell with all of them. They've never done much for this country. Name me one thing one congressman or senator has really done for America. You're speechless, aren't you? They haven't done anything but suck up our tax money and suck up our these travel junkets and spit in your face and give you the finger and tell you to shut up, sit in your corner, and I'll tell you when to speak. And that, my friends, is their attitude. With that, let's go to the gunslinger, and then we're going to go hit Lincoln and flyover country, and we're going to have Paul the Gladiator in the show tonight. Gunslinger, are you there tonight?
Hey, yes, can you hear me? Hello.
I can hear you great. How are you, sir?
Oh, pretty good. It's just,
we're live on the air.
Yeah, we're good
to hear your voice.
Yeah, we're watching the world go to hell in a handbasket, especially what happened over there. You know,
can you speak up a little bit?
Yeah, how about now? Is that better?
Much better, yeah. Speak up. We're talking to the world tonight, man. Go for it.
Yeah, it's like I said, you know, this idiot that's in charge, supposedly in charge, has got the blood of those dead soldiers on his back. And everybody
damn right.
Everybody that voted for this idiot has the same blood on their back. This would have never have happened under President Trump. That's guaranteed. Okay? President Trump had a plan to withdraw the troops over there in a peaceful and not an explosive manner like this idiot does. Or did. Okay? He already did it. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And not to leave almost $1 trillion worth of hardware over there. Machine guns, ammo, Humvees, Black Hawk helicopters, all that high-tech technology now these nice people called the terrorists are going to use that against us. You just wait and see. Okay? They've been waiting for this day 20 years now since 9/11. Okay.
The payday has arrived, man. The payday.
We need
billions of dollars, folks. Billions for free.
They won the lottery.
Exactly. Our State Department are a bunch of idiots. Our embassies are full of idiots. So is our Congress. Incompetency runs to the height of power right now. Morons. Effing morons. And I'll tell that to their face if I ever see them. Unbelievable. Yeah, the Taliban won the lottery. They won the Powerball, man. I mean, can you imagine? I mean, those things will sell like hotcakes on the black market. Cold, hard cash. Like I said during the monologue, man. Billions of dollars. Give that to me. You and me, Gunslinger, and the Gladiator, we'll sell that stuff with Irish Pirate, and we'll make millions and billions of dollars. Love it. Go ahead, man.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, it's all about money, okay? And for those people that are stranded over there, most of them probably want to get out, the Americans, okay? But there's a lot of them over there that's going to suck up to the Taliban over there. Okay, because those contractors and all that stuff, you know, they've got a plan in their little head there, they're going to make money somewhere.
That's right.
Probably from China. And from what
I've always
heard,
said, these rogue groups are really deep down, they're capitalists. Because first thing that they do? They sell the arms that they don't need on the black market for cash. They're capitalists. They don't claim it publicly, but they really are.
They really are, yeah. I hear that Afghanistan, somewhere in some parts, have a high lithium, the element for the batteries. Guess who's going to get that now?
Yes.
China. Look at that one. Isn't that fun? That's part of that Powerball winning that they just won. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So they screwed up all the way. They screwed up from A to Z. I don't know. The people that did vote for Biden are fucking idiots. Excuse my French. Okay. I've never seen such
stupidity. Democrats did this to America. You idiot Democrat voters, you voted for Biden. You are a bunch of morons. I'll tell it to your face. You people put this clown in office and his clown cabinet, and they don't know what they're doing. It's obvious. They do not know. They might look pretty with their suits and ties on, but they don't know. I'd have a bunch of scrappers come from the country. We will dictate war and peace the old way, and they will listen, or we'll bomb their ass.
Yeah. And then, you know, people talk about the 25th Amendment to get Schnipper out. Well, that's going to be a good idea, but look who's going to be taking over. If they use the 25th Amendment on Schnipper Joe, guess who? The hoe gets in there, because she's supposedly a vice president. Now, if there's some way that we can get her out of there, guess who's in session? Piglosi, for God's sake. Can you imagine having President Piglosi? Oh, my God. We're screwed all the way around if that happens. I mean, wow.
Well,
can you imagine?
We are.
Can you imagine?
We have a lot of bad news that hit today. They restricted ammo from Russia, which a lot of people use the 7.62 by 3.9 steel shells. I have lots of it. The Red Standard, another ammunition. We had the Kabul bombing. They're trying to restrict our freedoms and liberty. The Pentagon came out and said they want to give everyone the beast vaccine. A lot of bad news hit this week. I don't candy coat it for you, folks. Now I'll put my best spin on it. And my best spin is that I'm hearing a lot, like I said in the monologue, I'm hearing a lot of internal fighting by these people through various channels. They don't agree. And so we can actually capitalize, if you will, on their chaos too. So don't think that these people are on lockstep, like I was saying. They're not. It's obvious they can't retreat properly. They don't know what they're doing. They are managing by the seat of their pants, if that. And they are giving our enemy. See, this was done on purpose, Gunslinger, in my book. It's the perfect setup to go back in to Afghanistan. Think about it. You can say, well, we have to go back in now because we have Americans that we haven't found maybe or recovered their bodies after they've been tortured and killed by the Taliban. We have weapons that we have to pick up now. See, it's the perfect template to go back and fix and right the wrong, see? And see, the military industrial complex goes, oh, they're salvaging one. Now we have a great excuse to go back in and make billions of more dollars in contracts while our guys come back in body bags of all, you know, colors, creeds, and faiths. So it's all about blood money, blood ritual sacrifice for the New World Order. It's all, and this is the perfect template to go back in. Not right away. Don't let things sink around for a little bit in the quicksand. I'd say by winter, there'd be a new push to go back over there and reignite the war. Because by then, they want those checks coming in again. You know, contracts, checks, money. It's all about the money.
Oh, yeah.
Profiting from war.
Yeah, profiting. It's always about war, and war is money. Money is war. War is money. It's always been that way.
That's right.
And it always will be.
And there's minerals in Afghanistan. Lots of minerals. A lot of minerals over there in those mountains.
Yep, sure is.
They want that.
You know,
and drugs too.
Yeah, absolutely. So you know, them contractors are going to make a deal with somebody. They're going to make a deal with somebody, and they're going to make money off of it. You can promise that. That's a guarantee right there. So, I don't know, man. The terrorists are probably the most armed, pretty much in that whole region over there now. Thanks to
they
us.
They are.
Ain't that
thanks
crazy?
To That's, and you know what? You, the American taxpayer, we collectively have given them a Powerball ticket. They said today tens of bill. Supposedly $88 billion is the number I heard that was given to the Taliban on a silver effing platter. That's the biggest Powerball I've ever heard.
Yep.
Not 400 million, 88 billion. And as those of you in the know that a billion is 1,000 million. 1,000 million. Wow. Man, I love that. It's one of those billions, you know?
That's just totally, totally incredible. I mean, it's just mind-boggling.
It is.
It is.
Well, that's why the Taliban were smiling on TV. They were smiling. They got paid. 20 years of hardship. Taliban kept promising them, you're going to get paid. You're going to get paid. We're going to pay you. Just wait. We're going to wait out the Americans. And by God, they saw us moving, and they took the whole country by storm. They had it all planned. They had Taliban in every city ready to knock out the police chief and knock out the powers that be. Kill them and move in our troops. And that's how it's done.
Done in the moment. I don't know. This is entirely, it's like I said, it's mind boggling that this is.
It's a joke. It's a clown show. It's a clown show.
It's a lousy clown joke. You know, you might as well replace the White House with the clown, with the circus tent.
It's Bozo's top. I call Joe Biden both. This is Bozo's clown show, literally. And every day I go, what did they do now? What did they blow up now? If you thought Trump was bad, you morons, Trump did some things that I don't like either, and I call him out on it. I don't like his Operation Warp Speed. I don't like the fact that he got the COVID thing. He was kind of pushing that for a while. He needs to be quiet about that COVID thing. I would advise him if he wants to, because people are really pissed off at that. He also never pardoned the protesters on January the 6th before he left office. And they've been rotting in jail. They all fought for him, and he didn't do a damn thing for them. So I'm very fair about things. I don't appreciate that at all by Trump. MAGA is dead, because if you can't even pardon your people, it needs to die. Make America great again? I'm all for that. I was on board. But then when push comes to shove, you don't pardon your people, your warriors, whether right, wrong, or indifferent, he should have pardoned all of them. And he didn't do it, and he had the time to do it. He had 2-3 weeks there to do it, 2 weeks. And so that's where I have a big bone to pick with him. You never leave any man behind. You don't leave your army behind. You talk a big game about MAGA, you know, MAGA. But yet when your people are needing your help, you're nowhere to be found, are you? So in one way, Trump, he vacated the battlefield and he left his troops there high and dry, one could argue, and people have argued that. Now, I think he's heads and shoulders better than Biden and Kamala Harris. Don't get me wrong. And I voted for Trump, and I like Trump overall, but even I can pick a book. Look, I don't trust any president 1,000%. Anybody. When they get to that point, and especially when, I judge people by their actions speak louder than words to me. You can talk to me till you're blue in the face. I look at what you do. What do you do? And so when I see actions, I go, well, okay, all right, okay. So don't bitch at me when you lose support when Trump runs again, if he does. And he goes, where's all these millions of supporters? We're not that stupid. He's lost millions of supporters by those two things, the COVID and not pardoning those people. That's all I got to say about that. Go ahead, man.
Yeah, and I don't think he's lost that much, really. Okay, he's lost a few, there's no doubt about that. Like I said, I voted for him, and I'll vote for him again, because it's the best of your other choices.
He is.
Okay, especially
he is. He's the lesser, they say, two evils. And I like the guy personally. I like him. I really, really do. Now, it's like having a friend. You don't agree with everything your friend does, right? You don't agree with everything that they say. Maybe you do. I mean, most of my friends I agree with, but again, he's a guy that I really like, that I like his style. He shook things up, which I love that. But again, I don't like some of the things he did towards the end. That was sort of put a bad taste in my mouth. That's all.
No. Well, you know, like the old saying goes, when I voted for him first time in 2016, I didn't see God on the ballot.
So that's right. That's what I tell people. Know, I don't put any president on the pedestal and worship them. We need to get away from that because they're, you know, again, now if they deserve it, okay, but nobody deserves that that's ever been up there, except maybe George Washington, our first fascist president, that kicked the red coat's ass. That guy, you can kiss his ring. The rest, no.
Real quick, on his rally that he had in Alabama over the last weekend or whatever, up to 60,000 people attended. So he really has lost popularity. That's just one rally, and he's not even the president anymore.
He's super popular. And again, I sing his praises every chance I get. Don't misconstrue what I'm saying. I'm just saying that there's a lot of political scuttlebutt in the country, and he has lost some deep well support, in my view, from people. I think, in other words, that crowd could have been 100,000 people or 80,000 people.
True.
I think he did lose some people. But most people are going to be pragmatic and say, well, he's heads and shoulders way better than Biden or Harris. Don't get me wrong. I can't stand Biden or Harris. I love me some Trumpism, okay? We need more Trumpism in the country. And Trump did a damn good job for this country overall. No president's perfect. I always tell folks, if you get 60, 70% of what you want, even 50% of what you want, that's kick ass. Because normally you don't get anything at all that you like. And under Biden, we're getting nothing that we like. So I would vote for Trump in a heartbeat.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, like I said, that's a better choice overall for what he has done.
Yeah, warts and all. Warts, blemishes and all, as they say. He gets my vote.
Nobody's
unless there's somebody better. So we can talk a big game, and unless somebody runs and is better, hell, I would run if I had the backing. If you're out there, call me. I'll run for president. I'll kick all their asses.
Absolutely.
I need millions of dollars. Millions of dollars.
Yeah.
Not cheap. Yeah. And so unfortunately in America, only the rich can run. Only the uber rich can run. But Gunslinger, thank you, man. Appreciate you, buddy.
All right. Appreciate it. Have a nice week.
You too. Thank you, sir. The Gunslinger from Texas, who we love on the show. And folks, Yeah, this show is always going to be cutting edge. Let's get to Lincoln here in flyover country. Lincoln, how are you doing tonight, sir?
I'm doing good tonight. How are you doing, brother?
Hey, good. Good, good, brother, man. Just hanging out here. We are slicing and dicing the enemy as usual. What are your thoughts, man?
Yeah, I wasn't really planning on calling in, man. And then when I did call in, you kind of just stole some of my thunder there, man. You kind of got into some of the things I was going to get in and said some of the things I was going to say. But as far as the whole Trump thing, I mean, you know my thoughts on that. When you think that, you know, anyone that thinks Trump didn't lose many supporters, I mean, hell, he lost me. He lost basically everyone I know who voted for him the first time.
Yes, he did.
You know, he lost 5% of the white vote in this country. So you take 5% of 70% of 320 million people. That's a hell of a lot of votes you lost.
Yeah, it is. I agree. No, I agree. I'm with you on that. I have talked to people, many people who said if he runs again, they said that they will just stay home. It's not because he went into it's not because he marched people, folks, towards the Capitol. It's because once he started as a leader, you never leave your army high and dry. Those people got arrested and they got filleted. He should know full well they were going to be castigated, rounded up, arrested. I would have done a blanket pardon for anybody that went into the Capitol building, unless it was like a capital murder offense or something crazy. But I would say if you were just in there, blanket pardon. Just to nip that in the butt. He didn't do it.
Yeah, you're talking about Owen Schroyer, got arrested. That was like big news, I guess, recently was Owen Schroyer getting arrested.
Yep.
Fortunately for that guy, he's got a lot of money and he's popular. Yeah, he's got a lot of money. He's popular. You know, he's going to, you know, raise tons of legal funds, things like that, which will help him for sure. But, that's one thing that really drives me crazy about, all these Republican politicians is, they're kvetching and bitching about, or the Americans that are, stuck behind enemy lines in Afghanistan and we got to help them. We got to go back to Afghanistan. They won't say a word about their very own supporters who voted for them, who are getting their ass beat in federal jail in Washington, D.C., who went there to support the people they voted for, and now the people they voted for are more worried about the people in Afghanistan than they are their own voters. It makes me sick.
Kim, I agree. That's what I've been saying. Well, I don't know what is in the American DNA that we care so much. No, we have a right to care about the Americans behind enemy lines in Kabul, don't get me wrong. But what is it in our DNA that we care so much about overseas stuff and not domestic stuff? Domestic. Look in your own effing backyard, Americans. Our congressmen are a bunch of morons. And that's why I call it the District of Criminals. Seriously. We have guys like you said that are – and every news report is that they are being beaten up by the cops, by their jailers. They're in solitary confinement. What about those people? They are like fathers and brothers in this country. They're not Afghanistan people. They're Americans. They're already here. I don't hear a whimper about that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have congressmen that secretly fly over to Kabul. They don't secretly go to the jails where these people are and try to get them out. But yet they'll spend all the time, effort, and money for a photo op to go to Afghanistan. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm sure it's well-intentioned. But what about having some good intentions domestically? And that's where they lose me. That's where they lose a lot of people.
Me personally, I don't give a shit about Afghanistan. Yeah, the Americans that are there, I'd like to see them get out. I really don't care. It seems to me like all I see now is like Mitch McConnell and all these fags that want to go back to Afghanistan now and go back in there. So we can put our fag flag back up. We can hang out. We can go establish our embassy and put up our faggot
got
flag.
Got it set up, don't they?
Degenerate shit again. It's awful, man. They're disgusting.
It's already been set up. That's going to be the template. We have to go back in. Mr. President, we have to go back
in. And the other... And the other thing
now.
I was going to say, dealing with the jab, I recently got another job. I was going to move from my current job to another job, but I was informed before I started there that starting the first of the year, there would be a proof of vaccination required. So I just declined the job and stayed at the one I'm at right now. And then I see this I won't say what I want to say. This woman, Kristi Noem, who for some reason is very highly popular in the Republican Party, go on Twitter and say stupid shit like, well, the great thing about capitalism and our thriving economy is, you know, if your employer, requires a, vaccination, you can always just find another job. Well, why don't you stop that? You have the power to do it. Why don't you stop it? But then again, that is the exact same bitch who vetoed the bill to, get rid of, the whole transgender, transitioning kids and shit like that. How in the hell is she so popular in any party that calls himself conservative?
Well, because they already got their money, and most of Americans don't. They already got their millions and billions. They're in. They're the governors. They go, well, if you don't like it, just get another job. Here's the problem with that theory. One, it's inconvenient, big time. Two, every company eventually, and I don't think it's going to happen to every company, but a lot of companies, a lot of the big ones who have the jobs are going to be in lockstep with the Biden regime. Corporate America is weak. They're lemmings. They follow the leader. So Biden's already said, I want you all, he came out last week, I want you all to implement COVID in your organizations. Wink, wink, nod, nod. And a lot of them have already done it. Yes, sir. They don't want to get in trouble with the IRS, right? They don't want to get in trouble with the EEOC. If you don't comply, then the government can make your life a living hell, too, as a corporation. And they know that. And so that's why they go, well, he's the new sheriff in town. And so a guy like you walks in. Now, what I tell folks is, don't clam up, America. If you don't take a job like you didn't, tell them why. I did not take it because of your COVID restrictions. Tell them. This is not a time to be gun shy. Tell them. Absolutely tell them. If they hear that from a million people, they'll say, man, we can't get workers. Why? Why, Bob? Everyone's saying it's our mandatory COVID thing. Tell them. Be vocal. This is the time to be super vocal, super involved, super militant if you have to be. I mean, tell them. Yeah. And so don't clam up, America.
They'll get their workers regardless.
Well, I would still tell them.
They don't care about
it. It all helps.
They're going to import them.
It all helps.
They're going to import them.
But it all helps. I know they'll get work. You're right. They will, but it all helps. I'm telling you, man, the more they hear it from you and 1,000 people like you, it does get into the mix. It gets into the culture. They need to hear it. Don't keep things to yourself about that. Say, look, your job sounds good. If you can't give me a waiver, I'm not taking your job offer because of maybe low pay and the COVID thing. Real easy. That's what on any job, anybody out there, look, if they don't feel any resistance from we the people, they're going to do what they want to do, and then we're going to get – it's a slow erosion. It's already at critical mass at this point. But I get what you're saying, but I just don't believe in clamming up about that stuff. No.
I let them know why I was going to decline the job and just stay at my current job because at my current job, there's no mask, there's no vaccine, there's no any of that bullshit whatsoever. So I don't care. I'll take a pay cut to have a little bit of, I guess what little bit of freedom we do have if we have much at this point. I'll stay at my job and make a little less to not wear a stupid mask all day and not get their stupid, vaccine.
Yeah, what are you doing now, Lincoln? What are you doing, man, for work,
you're asking a guy you're asking a guy that's already been doxxed and fired from two jobs in the past. I'm not going to really put a whole lot of info about myself out there.
Can you tell us your industry, generally? Like, I work in cars. I work with healthcare.
I'm a machine operator.
Perfect. Okay. That's all I wanted. Yeah, we don't want to ever, ever, you're a great person. We don't want to hurt you at all economically, or no, we want to promote you. So you work in that field, and is that prevalent right now? Are they going to machine operators and calling you on the carpet and saying you got to get this shot? What's happening there? Tell me.
Well, I mean, a job like I have is better than some jobs, in the sense that you know, you can't go out and get some good luck importing some African to take my job, because most of them can't. They just don't have that skill set, I guess you can say. You know, it's you know, blue collar, you know, hands on jobs. That's in most cases, to be blunt, that's a white man's job. But others just don't or aren't willing or aren't capable of doing it. Not all, but I mean, it's for
sure.
The most part, it's pretty overwhelmingly European men that do
it's
those
jobs. It's
definitely
a skill set. It's a skill set that you got to know. Absolutely. You can't fake it at that job. You got to know what you're doing. You can't fake it till you make it.
So, yeah, man, that's really about all I had tonight, man. Was just I wanted to call in and vent a little bit about a couple of those things. And the whole Afghanistan thing is it's kind of a shit show disaster. And it blows my mind that, I got one other thing for you. I was on Facebook on my bullshit account tonight, and it cracked me up because I saw on the Smithsonian page, they said that a week ago or so, they found a bunch of material hidden in a wall in Germany from the 1930s. It was boxes and boxes and boxes of documents. Things like that. Yeah, well, I made the mistake of
the Third Reich.
God forbid.
Yeah.
Yeah, I made the mistake of clicking on those comments. And, it was like just a bunch of Jews saying, like, burn it now. And then it was a bunch of conservatives and liberals arguing back and forth on who the real Nazis are. Obama was the real Nazi. No, Trump was the real Nazi.
Oh, God,
I
know.
I had to turn it off before I got...
Yeah,
like,
those are such lame arguments. I don't blame you. There's such lame conversations. You know, who's the real Nazis? Everything... The Nazis were the sexier, to be, lack of a better word. They had the better uniforms, the better equipment. They were just, and they documented everything that they did. So we have a lot more newsreels of the Third Reich than we do, say, the Bolshevik army, which is a ragtag army. And by the way, a lot of the Russians couldn't stand Stalin when the Nazis went in there, and they helped the Nazis. And they saw the Nazis as their liberators of communist Russia. Things were that bad in communist Russia, where the Nazis, when they came in, there's newsreels of the Russian women throwing roses and flowers on the German tanks and making the sign of the cross and blessing the German troops. They were saying, please liberate us from Stalin, from communist Stalin. Most people don't know that either. And the Ukraine had SS detachments.
Most people don't know that the word Nazi itself is a derogatory term that stands for a simple-minded. You know, they're actually the National Socialist German Workers' Party. Hitler didn't call himself a Nazi, and neither did Goebbels or Himmler or, you know, anyone else. They were National Socialist German Workers' Party. But, you know, that was a Jewish term, the word Nazi, to call them simple-minded.
That's right. Yeah, there's propaganda on both sides in any war. You're right about that. Lincoln, thank you, man. Have a great night, brother. Hail victory.
Hail victory, brother.
Okay, we'll talk to you soon. You know it. Thanks, man. Appreciate you. That's Lincoln from Flyover Country there, folks. Two calls from Missouri tonight, the Show Me State. Well, they're showing us with their great calls. We're going to get to Paul the Gladiator here in a moment. But unbelievable carnage all over the world. And it's just been crazy out there this entire week. The shoe is dropping left and right. My God. We've got in now, just so you guys know, the first Tuesday of the month in September is the next edition of the Bachelor's Guide to the Galaxy radio show. And we'll talk about, it's more of our lighthearted show. It's kind of a fun show. It's, you know, we're going to talk and have some great music, some funny callers. We'll crack a few jokes. We'll talk about the serious things affecting The Bachelor in America. It's more of my lighthearted show, but based on my hit book, The Bachelor's Guide to the Galaxy, and the subtitle is The Retro and Modern Day Bachelor Guide for the New Renaissance Man of the Millennium and Beyond. Gosh, you're going to love that show. You guys should always be listening to that. We saw our military retreat. Our military back in the day used to sound like this back in the 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s, and even 90s.
Where in hell are you from anyway, Private?
Sir, Texas, sir!
Holy dog shit, Texas, only steers and queers come from Texas, Private Cowboy. And you don't much look like a steer to me, so that kind of narrows it down.
If you ladies leave my island, if you survive recruit training, you will be a weapon. You will be a minister of death, praying for war. But until that day, you are puke. You are the lowest form of life on Earth. You are not even human fucking beings. You are nothing but unorganized, grabastic pieces of amphibian shit. Because I am hard, you will not like me. But the more you hate me, the more you will learn. I am hard, but I am fair. There is no racial bigotry here. I do not look down on niggers, dykes, wops, or greasers. Here you are all equally worthless. And my orders are to weed out all non-hackers who do not pack the gear serving my beloved car. Do you maggots understand that?
Think I'm kidding. Many of our troops were sent overseas into hell holes. We support our troops on our show. My family fought in every war since the American Revolution. My father fought in Korea and Vietnam in the Cold War. My uncles were in World War II. We were all in the Pacific Theater. Because in the Pacific Theater, we had no help. America was on its own against the Empire of Japan. In Europe, they had other countries. They had England, the French Resistance, other countries banded, but not in the Pacific. A little distinction about World War II that most people don't understand. In the Pacific, we had a few Australians helping us and a few maybe things like that, but 95% to 98% of the fighting was done by the American male, the American soldier. Now, then there was Korea and Vietnam. When they went overseas, some of our men heard this.
What do we get for $10? Everything you want. Everything,
Yeah, it was pretty intense during the fight and things of that nature. Look, what we're seeing today in Kabul and Afghanistan is really sad. I mean, there was a lot of carnage there today. It reminds me of Saigon 1975 when the choppers are on the U.S. Embassy there in Saigon. My dad had left a few years prior. And he was there during the Tet Offensive, there for two or three tours of duty. But amazing. We hope for those winds of war are going to sweep over the Middle East, I believe, like we've never seen before, with billions of dollars in military contracts. With that, let's get Paul the Gladiator on for his final thoughts to mop up the show. And then we'll end the show with my closing remarks and a great song to cap it all off with. Let's get to Paul the Gladiator here. How you doing, sir? How's it going tonight?
Good, man. Good, good. I'm gonna rapid fire here, okay?
I'm ready for you, man. Great. Go for
it. All right. So Afghanistan was a planned invasion, okay? Under the 300 to 400 year million year limestone desertification in the mountains of Afghanistan that we blew up looking for Osama bin Laden and then made 5,000 stone factories so that the U.S. could have cheap stone in their homes. Underneath that lays all the minerals, including lithium and uranium. China's already paid the Taliban for the mineral rights to all of the mining. That's number one. Number two, the Greeks and the Romans and the Napoleon army would have seen 20,000 staged Taliban fighters, a staged army that was sitting at the Pakistan and Afghanistan border. This was all seen by our low-level satellites and all the drones, okay? Basically, the planned invasion was for this. Come and get your Black Hawk helicopters, your drones, and your F-16 jets. 220 aircraft, $85 billion worth of aircraft, tanks, guns, and bullets. Our U.S. tax dollars just paid for a Taliban Air Force of 220 aircraft, 120 Black Hawk helicopters, 60 F-16 jets, 20 bombers, and 20 troop and tank carriers. That's all Afghanistan was done for. Two. Kim the Truth Seeker calls the clot shot, right? It's not a vaccine. You can't vaccine the flu. It's called the clot shot. Remember, everybody, I talked about the SM-102. That's manufactured by Cayman Chemicals. It has 7 HB chemicals for human cancers, and that's in both the Moderna and Pfizer clot shots, period. It is no vaccine for the flu, folks. Bianchi from Missouri, the caller from Missouri. Bravo, sir. A Republican African-American, just like in the 1860s and the 1870s, the Black Republican Caucus, who followed and supported Abraham Lincoln, the father of the Republican Party, and President Ulysses S. Grant. The Republican Party was the North and the Blacks. The Democrats were the South and the plantation owners. The Biden administration recently has promised $500 million of our tax money to help relocate 100,000 Afghanistan refugees all around the world, including coming here to the U.S. $500 million U.S. dollars would house every one of our homeless veterans here in the 50 U.S. states. Last, Lincoln said, that there was a congressional leader that said, just get a new job if you don't want the shot. Okay, well, I tried that. I worked 44 days straight through, 722 hours. Folks,
yes, you did.
That's 16 and a half hour days. I did that for 44 days straight, trying to help rebuild a local business back after a COVID business closure for 16 months. But that snake tried to screw me. And then my true friend, the barbarian, Von Weehunt, supported me in trying to screw that snake back, and now we'll screw him, and the courts will screw him, and I'll probably end up taking them for more money than I could have possibly imagined. But be careful out there, folks, because there's some snakes in the grass, and you got to realize who they are. Luckily, I found out within 44 days. So thank God I didn't spend any more time, because 16 and a half hour days took a big toll on me physically and mentally, and I don't want anybody else to fall into that trap out there in our tribe here on the Von Weehunt Show. That's all I got to say, man. I'm exhausted, dude. Thank you for the help. Like I've said
anytime,
to the listeners before.
Anytime. I back
Thank
up
you,
my
sir.
Friends the hilt, man. I back them up to the hilt. On the Army,
you
on your side.
That's right, man. That's what
Love
we're
you,
here for, to back each other up.
That's right. We're a good crew. Thank you, Paul.
All
have
right,
a
man.
Great
have
night, man.
You too. Love you.
Great commitment. Love you, man. It's Paul the Gladiator. Hell victory, brother. We are not messing around with these people. There's snakes in the grass, like Paul said, all over the damn place. And you folks better be paying attention because they are out to get you sometimes, they always say. Well, well, my God, what a big show tonight. Great show as always. We had Irish Pirate as our VIP guest. And it's some great callers and a new caller from Missouri. We welcome all to the show. We love everybody until they prove us wrong, right? Well, my final thoughts for the night. We are entering a time in the history of our nation that is requiring people to read that amazing piece of paper called the U.S. Constitution. In doing so, people are now realizing how much foresight the Founding Fathers had when they drafted it, along with the levers and cogs built therein, the system and that paper to adequately account for if and when the day, that fateful day, ever came, God forbid, that the government became tyrannical and needed to be reined in or overthrown. Our Founding Fathers were not mincing words. They didn't want, and we don't want, our government to be harmed or overthrown in any way by any invading force or Red Dawn scenario or domestic. But the Founding Fathers also knew that men loved power and power corrupts completely. And they were well aware that if the safeguards weren't put in place, that everything would go to hell. And everything they sacrificed for on the battlefield in 1776 would have been for naught, would have been done in vain. They did not want their revolutionary soldiers and brothers to die in vain. I have been to Washington, D.C., when it really meant the District of Columbia. And I've seen the Declaration. I have personally seen the original U.S. Constitution and the Bill of Rights. And I will tell you, it was one of the most powerful yet humbling experiences I've ever had. We thank you all for being here tonight. Stay tuned. I'm on gab.com. You can always reach me at VonWehentShow@gmail.com. Reach me on Gab or call the show every Thursday night from 8 to 10. Sounding off from my mountain strongholds deep in the mountains of Arizona, this has been the Radio Octagon. We appreciate you all, and we'll talk to you soon. I shall return. Good night.